Okay, this week's parasha is Parasha Shmos. We begin a new sefer, Baruch Hashem. We begin the sefer with the Ramban calls Sefer HaGolos VeHaGeula, the book of exile and redemption. Because in Sefer Shmos we have both the Golos, the first and strongest source of all exiles that we ever were exiled as people is Mitzrayim. Prototype of Golos is the Golos of Mitzrayim. We also have the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim, which Ramban says doesn't only mean actually leaving Egypt, but actually the end of Sefer Shmos, which is the building of the Mishkan, which is the ultimate of redemption. I want to share with you a beautiful idea, a very nice medrash, on a pasuk in the parasha that I think will give us, I hope, a very, very important food for thought that we can keep in mind for our lives. And that's as follows. Beginning of Shlishi, it says the following words: "Vayhi bayim ha'ayim." It wasn't those days. What's the context? Moshe has been raised now for the past X amount of years. Unclear exactly how old he is, but he's raised in the house of Paro. Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe grows up. Vayetze el achav, and he goes out to his brothers. Now, who are his brothers? He hasn't lived with his brothers. He hasn't seen the Jews. He's been hanging out in the palace with the Egyptians in the royal palace, as we'll see in a minute in the Medrash. He had royal garb. He was a prince. It says the next two words in the Torah, Vayar b'sivlosam. He sees, please listen carefully, Chevra, he sees their oppression. He sees that they're being worked, and they're being beaten, and they're being totally beaten to the pulp. He sees their pain. Says Rashi, an amazing comment. Says Rashi, Vayar b'sivlosam, he sees their pain. Nasan enav v'libo liyos meitzar aleim. It means he took. Nasan is he took. He placed his eyes and his heart. He took his eyes and he took his heart to be pain for them. What does that even mean? Let's explain. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Moshe Rabbeinu yet. He's still Moshe. The prince of Egypt. He's the adopted child of Paro. He has no problems. Food? Royal food. Garb? Royal garb. He needs transportation? The royal chariot. He's great. He's got life made in the shade. Everything is perfect for him. Do you know what? He walks outside and he sees his brother suffering. Says the Torah, Vayar b'sivlosam. He sees. And Rashi says, what does that mean? He sees. It means he puts his mind and his heart, his eyes and his heart, and says, you know what? I'm pained for you. However, listen carefully, please. Moshe's pained for Bnei Yisrael. What does that even mean? What's the pshat? The Medrash goes very, very far. Listen to the words of the Medrash. Says the Medrash, Moshe sees. He sees his brothers and sisters. Listen carefully. Says the Medrash, Mal Vayar. He saw their pain, uboche. He began to cry. V'amar, he said, Chavali aleichem. It hurts me to see you this way. Listen to these words. Mi tein musi aleichem. I would rather die than see you like this, says Moshe. There's nothing more painstaking than making bricks. Says the Medrash, Moshe would bend his shoulder over. He would bend down. His royal shoulder. Bend over and say, please put your bricks on my shoulder. I want to carry your bricks. Another opinion of the Medrash. He saw little children carrying packages that were appropriate for adults. He saw women carrying big, heavy things that only should be on men. Children carrying things that should be for elders. Says the Medrash, he would take off his royal crown, his royal garment, and he would go ahead and help them out. And he would make it seem as though he was helping Paro out. But really, what was he doing? He was helping others out. Says the Medrash, Moshe, at this young age, said, you know what? I care about my brothers. I saw a beautiful insight before. What does the word Vayar mean? And he saw it. Everybody in this world, Baruch Hashem, that has eyes that can see, everyone can see. So Moshe saw. Big deal, of course he saw. But Rabosa, we understand that they're seeing and they're seeing. We can all see the same things. But some people see, and they see. They internalize. It bothers them. Other people see, and okay, go on. Okay, fine. It was a good experience, or I saw something, and it's over. Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see in a second, because he saw. He didn't just see with his eyes. He saw with his heart. He saw with his body. He saw with everything. Someone else is suffering. It wasn't like, okay, fine. Okay, they're suffering. Thank God it's not me. Like most people say, it was, oh my gosh, they're suffering. I wish I could take away their pain. I wish I could be there for them. I wish I could do something to help them out. I'm bothered for the pain of my brother and sister, Abosai. That's called seeing. He saw with different eyes. The Medrash continues an amazing thing. When's the first time Hashem appears to Moshe? Who knows? At the bush, the burning bush. Chevra says the Medrash an amazing thing. Listen to these words. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to Moshe, listen to this. Atah inachta iskecha, you left your royalty. Ve'alachta liros b'tzaron shel Yisrael. And it bothered you. The pain of Bnei Yisrael. V'nahakta v'ed minag achim, and you said, I'm their brother. Even though everything was great for you, says Hashem, Ani meniach et ha'elyonim et ha'tachtonim. I'm going to leave Hashem the heavens. I'll leave the heavens. I'll leave the earth. V'adaber imcha. And I will speak to you. That's what it says. V'yar Hashem kisar liros. An amazing funny tense. It says the Medrash. By the burning bush, Moshe saw the burning bush. The pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem, God saw kisar liros." That Moshe went out of his way to see. Pasuk shot is to see what? To see the bush. Says the Medrash, no. It wasn't he went to see the bush. He went to see his brother suffering. God said, "You care about your brother's suffering. I'm going to leave everything I have up in Shemayim and talk to you." Vayar Hashem kisar liros. Says the Medrash, "You care about others. I will care about you." In fact, one last thought from this Medrash. Why a bush? Why a burning bush? Rashi says a bush. You know why? Rashi says a little bush, because Hashem suffers with who? With Bnei Yisrael. In other words, the midah of Hashem is to be bothered with the pain of us. And Moshe had that midah. And that's why Moshe was chosen to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, because it bothered him, the pain of others. I want to share with you some reflections on this topic. Practical, halacha l'maaseh, what does this mean for me? This is what it means for you. Look at the board, please. On top of the board, we have three things in red ink, in red marker. B'siyat d'shmai, that was a request from some of the guys in here, that makes sense. In the middle, Olam Haba, that's very important, also Olam Haba. On the left hand side, there's a name. It's the name of a chayal, who is shot in the head around 2 weeks ago. His name is Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora. His last name is Felber. His family made Aliyah from Maryland. Next to words in the Refuah Shlema. You know the difference between a person who's a Moshe being a person and a person that just sees with regular eyes? The Moshe person says, you know what? I'm taking the name down, and in my Shemona Esrei, I'm going to daven for that person. You know why? Even though I don't know this person, I never met him, but he's my brother. That's a Moshe response. That's called seeing, not just, okay, you know, thank God it wasn't my family, thank God I don't know them. No. The Tanel, Elam, and Shein, and Tzipor, that's what it means. It's my brother, I see. I'll give you another example. Chaver, we live in a yeshiva. We live in a yeshiva. What happens in yeshiva, sometimes people get sick. Could be it's even my roommate that gets sick, Chas V'Shalom, sometimes. There's two ways to respond to that. Way number one is, you know, okay, you see him, feel better. Way number two is, you call him up, you're in the dining room, you WhatsApp him, you say, hey, Dave, or John, or Sammy, or whatever the name of the guy is. You know, I'm in the lunchroom now, I know you're not feeling well, what would you like for lunch? It's a small gesture, you know what it is? It's seeing. It's not just seeing like everyone else sees, because 80 guys could see it and it's gone. It's seeing and saying, I'm concerned about you. I care about you. I'll tell you one story. And we got that mincha. One story. Listen to this story. Rabbi Chanoch Teller, who's Rabbi Rublevsky Shlita's father-in-law, gave you Yad Vashem and tour guide his day. So he also authored approximately, I don't know how many books, dozens of books. One of his most recent books, he wrote a book recently about the Holocaust called Children Heroes, the Children Heroes, Book of the Holocaust. Excellent book, excellent book. Before that, the book that he wrote is called Too Beautiful, T-O-O, beautiful. I can't go into all this right now, but I want to show you one quick little story. A chapter of this book, I hope you read it in your lifetime, the chapter of this book is called The World According to Abe. Who's Abe? Abe is named Avram James. James, Mr. James, and maybe it was Dr. James, lived in Florida. He was a very close friend of Rabbi Chanoch Teller. And he was unfortunately passed away young. His son, actually, Jacob James, was my student in NCSY Kol a bunch of years ago. And I read that chapter, I was mamish shaking. One little excerpt from this chapter describes how one time it was parent-teacher conferences, and Dr. James, Abe James, was sitting across from one of his students, Rebbeim, and he looked under the desk in front at the Rebbe, and he saw his Rebbe's shoes were tattered. They were a little torn. Sometimes people have shoes are a little torn. Most people see that and they go on. Or most people actually don't even notice that. But Abe James saw much deeper. He saw tattered shoes and he made a calculation. If this guy has tattered shoes, it probably means that his kids also, when did he buy them clothing recently? It also means, you know, vacation, family vacation. The likelihood this family has gone on a family vacation, if he's wearing tattered shoes like that, it's probably very small. And he sprung into action. And from that moment, he sat and he convened the board in Florida to do what? To give bonuses to the Rebbeim. Why? Very simple. He said, most companies in the world, when people perform well, they give bonuses. Why should it be that my children's Rebbeim in Florida places should be struggling so much to make ends meet and to be able to put food on their table? And he created a fund with other friends of his. They gave out money, I don't know if it's still going on. They gave out money around Yom Tovim and extra times of the year. And people didn't feel like they're Nebuchs because who doesn't get a bonus? People get bonuses in their business all the time. Beautiful story. What is that? That's Moshe seeing. That's not just seeing going on. It's seeing and being a person who internalizes what they see. They see and it makes a difference. It makes an impression upon me. I don't just see things, but I let them affect me. And not only that, I like Moshe, I spring into action. I lower my shoulder and say, how can I help you? I cry for the next person. This is a big madriga. It doesn't happen easily overnight. But you got to start somewhere. Start somewhere. Where do you start? There's no lack of opportunities in yeshiva, in our families, in our groups of friends. There's no lack of opportunities. A place where we can see a little bit deeper, see a little bit more, see something which can impact somebody in a very, very meaningful way. Shenizke, we should be zochet to be rabosai, seers like Moshe Rabbeinu, vayar v'sivlosam. Not only just to see something, but to see it in a way that it affects us, it impacts us, and springs us into action to make us the best people that we could possibly be. Have a wonderful Shabbos, rabosai.